സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം.
Chapter 18, verse 31.
Yaya dharma madharmam cha. Karyam cha karyam eva cha. Ayathavat prajanati. ബുദ്ധിസ്സാ പാർത്ഥ രാജസീം.
വൺ ഓഫ് ദ ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ് ഫാക്കൽറ്റി ഇൻ ഹ്യൂമൻ ലൈഫ് ഈസ് ഇൻ്റലക്ട്. ഇൻ്റലക്ട് ആർ ബുദ്ധി ഈസ് ദ മാസ്റ്റർ ഓഫ് വൺസ് ഓൺ ലൈഫ് ജേർണി. Sense organs, mind, body, they are all helpers to the intellect. Your life, destiny, goal is decided by the intellect. So this intellect one has to take care of, governed by Shastra. Shastra Jnanam is there, that person can make use of that buddhi, which is sattvika buddhi. That buddhi which is backed by the shastric teaching is called sattvika buddhi. Opposite to that, that means which buddhi is not backed by or governed by that shastra, scriptural knowledge or dharma shastra, brahma shastra, dharma shastra, that buddhi comes under either rajasic or tamasic. That intellect which is backed by rajasic tamasic nature is not going to give any happiness or peace to that person. Remember that when you walk on the road, is it good to follow traffic rules or not? No. Every one of us know, to lead a life, healthy life, to lead my life happily in this society, I have to follow traffic rules, minimum. Many people violate. But minimum traffic rules for my life security's sake I have to follow. The security is there, only you can happily live. So security is meant for a happy life only. Therefore that security is for your sake only. That rules and laws and regulations and all for your security. We all of us know that. Traffic rules are not meant for commissioner or police officer. Traffic rules are our own sake, for our safety. Similarly, apply the same law into our life also. Shastra is a manual with a lot of life rules and regulations. That rules which are connected to one's human life. Human life, I am telling, because other animals and birds cannot neither follow rules nor violate the rules. Therefore, all rules are meant for human beings. Having created the human beings, Bhagavan has given the teaching manual, Shastra, with rules and regulations, Vidhi Nishedha. A sattvic intellect is that Lord Krishna pointed out in 30th shloka, pravrittim cha nivrittim cha karyam cha akaryam cha bhaya abhaye. That intellect which knows what is Shreyas, what is a Prayas. Prayas is only working for materialistic prosperity, temporary, ephemeral, fleeting prosperity. All possessions, money, wealth, profession, everything, all are temporary, fleeting, and they are having gradation also. Why I am telling they are fleeting, they have gradation, they are anityam, ephemeral? Because they are all having a limited power or limited resource to give you happiness and peace. If you work for them lifelong for peace and security, happiness, you cannot get, because there is no that peace, security, happiness in prayas. Prayas means artha kama, not even dharma also, only artha kama. Dharma is very, very least. But a person knows the prayas this much only for my life. I don't want to go for that more than that, artha kama. I don't want to waste my time and energy in this temporary artha kama. Any entertainment, how much time you can entertain? After some time your body is tired, eyes are tired, ears are tired, whole mind is tired. You cannot entertain so much time. How much wealth you can use at a time, at a given time, given place, you cannot use all your money. Even if you keep in Switzerland bank, again you have to bring back and you have to answer to the government. You cannot escape. Somehow or other, there is a limitation in prayers. That's why the person who has got sattvic intellect working for Shreyas, that is in the 30th sloka we saw, karyam, akaryam also he knows, that intellect which he knows karyam and akaryam. What is to be done, what is not to be done. What is good if I do this work, this is nice. That's why religion also, religious practices also, people do not understand properly and they try to misplace or abuse the religious practices because not studying the religion systematically for a length of time under a guidance of a teacher. Even religion also, not worshipping God just like that, it's not religion. It is like a droplet. If you take religion as a ocean, worshipping God is like a drop in that. We think if we wear vibhuti, we wear dhridrakshamala, and if we wear lot of all religious symbols and doing puja, chanting, all these things, we think I am a religious person. Shastra says you know about religion only droplet. Many Hindus do not know what is Hindu religion, because by books and all you cannot know what is Hindu religion. By studying Shastra under the guidance of a teacher for a length of time, only you come to know what is religion. Then that religion will bless you, give more benefit also. Karyam, akaryam. Religiously, which are prescribed by Shastra, this person knows, that alone he follows. Akaryam, nishiddha karma, he will not do. Prahishitta karma also he will not do. Only vihita, nitya naimittika karmas only he does. So much knowledge is there because of guidance of a guru. What to talk of Brahma Vidya? I am talking about only Dharma Shastra, religion. That religion also, what is the meaning of religion? What purpose we are doing, following religion? In our country, religion is so powerful. In every country, their religion is so powerful. Especially in our country, religion is so powerful. It is deep rooted in the body of everyone. But if that religion is properly understood and practiced, it is wonderful. It is a blessing. So there is a necessity, there is a need to know the religion what we are following. It's all from the beginning, A to Z, we have to know about religion. You are not supposed to say, I do not know about my religion. We have to know. When you are born in a religion, a particular religion you belong to, it is your responsibility to know. If you do not know that religion, what for you are following, other religions will come and attack you. That's why they attacked many Hindus. They were all converted as Muslims and Christians in this country. Because Hindus were not living as Hindus, and Hindus do not know the value of Hinduism. That is why they were converted, our own Hindus, brothers and sisters converted into Islam and Christianity. Now our own Hindus who are all converted into Islam and Christianity becoming enemies of this country, this culture. Try to understand this. This is the fact what is happening. Karyam akaryam. Why I am not aware of my religion? Why I am not knowing the greatness of my religion? How one can be converted into other religion? Because they do not know this religion, that's why they are converted. Conversion will not stop with that conversion. The conversion will attack the entire culture, entire heritage, entire dharma will it be attacking. That's why still we are facing that attacks. If Shatru is outside, no problem, but Shatrus are inside the country. Unfortunately, who are those Shatrus? They are not outside people, our own people who converted their religion, names and way of worship. Our own brothers and sisters have become enemies to us. What pitiable news you want more than this, tell me. What pitiable news you want more than this? Thus this, the dridrishtam of this country happened. It has to be uprooted, it has to be corrected. We have to tell each Muslim and Christian who are in this country, they are not original Muslims, they are not Christians at all. There are no Christians and Muslims in this country. They were all Hindus once upon a time. Because it has happened, Hindus were they are ignoramus. Ignoramus of their own Hindu religion, its greatness. Therefore, karyam cha akaryam cha, what is to be done, what is not to be done. What I want to say, religion means not just doing puja. Mani adikirudhu, veetla aarathi kudukirudhu, mattume religion illa. There is much more to know. You have to imbibe the right seeds in the minds of youngsters. What is the greatness of this Hindu religion? This is meant for the entire humanity, that we have to tell to the world. When can we say to that, to the world? This is meant for the entire humanity, peace of the world, we have to say. And they are starting peace academy like that, and they are propagating peace and massacring people from children to elders. They are massacring and talking about the peace. What an unfortunate thing. Other religions, people talking about peace and killing the people, hundreds and thousands of people, bloodshed every day, every minute they are killing and talking about the peace. Is it right? Whole international level happening it is, global level happening. Religion uplifts the person, religion kills the person. It is a double-edged weapon. If we do not know that, either it can protect you also, it can spoil you also. That's why many people do not know. They talk all religions are one and the same. What you are thinking, the Hindu religion, all others are not having that concept, that belief, that ideas, that opinions in their minds. not as Hindu thinks. All religions are good, religions are wonderful religions. You are thinking, no other religion is thinking. You, the Hindu, is thinking like that. Other religions also thinks your idea or your concept, your opinion is valued. Therefore, you must know what others are also doing. Why I am saying many people are suffering in this country in the name of other religions, domination or sovereignty. They want to destroy other religions. That is their culture. That is in their books it is written or not, we do not know. But some people say it is written in their books. That is why they are doing like that. We are just sitting and we are very, very happy in seeing serials and cricket match. And soldiers are struggling at the border day and night. Therefore, when we are all taking something from this country, it is our responsibility to give something to this country. Living according to this dharma and protecting this dharma and propagating this dharma at our own level, we have to do. That's why think always globally. Work locally. You cannot work globally, it is difficult. But think about whole humanity. That is called sattvic intellect. Not selfish intellect. Not ignoramus intellect, but a wise intellect. On which part I have to be afraid of, where I should not be afraid of. Also this person knows. How this person knows? Because guided by Shastra. Guided by Shastra. That's why develop love for your culture. Why I have to love? Because you have grown up. It is, why I have to respect my mother if you ask how it is. You must respect your mother if I say, how, why I have to respect my mother? Because she fed you. She only gave everything for you to become an adult. Without your mother, you are nowhere. Similarly, the culture is our mother. Which culture is based on scriptures, Shastra Mata. She is taking care of me. And she is converting me into man to divine man. Therefore, I am indebted to that mother, Shastra. That is Hindu religion, Hindu culture. This is the base for moksha. There is no moksha without Hindu religion. Self-realization is possible only when you live in this culture. Otherwise, it is not possible. Therefore, bhayam cha, abhayam cha. Abhayam comes when I get Brahma Jnanam. I should have bhayam to do wrong things. To go against dharma, I must have fear. That fear alone takes me to abhayam. If I am not afraid of adharma, I can never get abhayam, that Brahman, moksham. Therefore, at a religious level, we must have bhayam and bhakti. Bhayam is for what sake? To go in a wrong way, to violate dharma, I must have fear. That is right intellect. I want to be afraid of. For what? To violate dharma. I am afraid of. I can't violate. It is good to be afraid of dharma. Then you are paving the way for abhayam. That is Brahman. That is called sattvic intellect. If this intellect is not there, life is meaningless, purposeless. Those people who are having sattvic intellect, Lord Krishna says, they are not following Shastra. Rajasi buddhihi, sa buddhihi, yaya ayathavat prajanati. He knows ayathavat wrongly, na yathavat, not knowing exactly, correctly, what is to be known, what is the manner of knowing, he do not know. So he knows in a wrong way, different way, improperly. What he knows improperly? Dharmam cha adharmam cha. What is dharmam? What is righteous? Dharmam, he do not know. What is righteous appears to him unrighteous. What is unrighteous appears righteous. Corruption appears righteous. Cheating others, righteous. Telling lies, righteous for people nowadays. They are thinking like that. Then only you can live. Then only you can flourish. They talk also, they give lectures also. That is viparita buddhi na. Dharmam adharmam. They do not know properly. Ayathavat dharmam adharmavat adharmam dharmavat. They look at it. Similarly, karyam akaryam ayathavat. What is to be done? They think it is not to be done. Get up early morning, take bath. Yathavat jnanam. But this person, ayathavat. You know, don't get up in the early morning. Don't do puja. You need not do puja. One student, she is telling about her own husband. My husband is not doing nowadays puja. Why not? He says, he gives a reason, logic to her, to his wife. I have prayed a lot. I did puja a lot to the Lord. Whatever I asked, everything Bhagavan has given. Nothing is there to ask. No more desire to ask. Why I have to worship God? People think like this. Until Bhagavan fulfills our desires, we have to worship. Afterwards, we need not worship. This is the logic. It seems or it appears correct to that person. And this poor lady is not able to answer to him. So I said, you advise your husband, after getting everything, ask him to thank the Lord, to show gratitude, ask him to do namaskara every day. If not physically, mentally. Ajivitam trayam sevyam vedanto guru rishvaraha adau jnanaptaye paschat kritagnatva nivrittaye. One has to worship God lifelong. He is not illiterate person. He is very highly educated person, well established person. When such a highly orthodox Brahmin family is born, these words are indicators. Unhealthy religion. Why I have spoken this much time after hearing such words? That is just I am pouring out these words. Why I am talking now? An educated Brahmin family, orthodox family, when he is born and talking about religion like that, about God, is it not shame to us? Is it not shame? Even he do not know that common sense. When a person helps us for a length of time, for a long time, you remember that person lifelong. Yes or no? Is it not your duty to remember that person? Because of so and so person, I was so much blessed, really helped by that person. Lifelong you remember or not? Why not God? What God mistake, done mistake? Is it not your responsibility to remember God? This is the father. What type of education he can give to his son or daughter? Tell me. Not one person like that. 99.9999% of people are like that. Because we are not living day-to-day life in keeping with Shastra. No achara, no anushtanam. We are all westernized. Just as Macaulay said, black faces with white heads. Inside the head, we are whitish. Outside color, you cannot change how much you scrub. You cannot change. That's what Macaulay is very genius. He said, all Indians are going to be white in their thinking. But they look outside only Indians, but none of them be as Indians. They cannot be Hindus. Is it true or not? When this person words we hear, Is it true or not? Western education you can learn. Education is nothing wrong. But Western culture is not required for you. It is not required. It is not good for you also. This is called westernized Indians. So-called westernized Indians. They are the cause for this country's weakness. So we have to be strong enough for your sake only, for your internal growth. This Rajasic Buddhi is all. Maximum are Rajasic Buddhi or Tamasic Buddhi. He do not know what is to be done, what is not to be done. And his friends also follow him only. Same method. And not only that, he do not know karyam cha akaryam cha dharmam adharmam sa buddhihi rajasi buddhihi. Jack of all, master of none and madre. He knows about meditation, heard about meditation, heard about japa, heard about all those things, religion and all, but he do not know what is religion, what is meditation, what is japa. Heard, but do not know. Who want that knowledge? That is not a knowledge at all. Rajasika buddhi, what to talk of tamasika buddhi? 32. Adharmam dharmamitiyam manyate tamasavrutaham sarvarthan viparitanscha buddhissa partha tamasi. This tamasa buddhi is that we have to study about tamasic intellect. For what purpose? To practice or to avoid? To avoid. We have to study about Rajasika buddhi. To practice or to avoid? To avoid. Rajasic nature is good. If you have Rajasic buddhi, make use of that buddhi for the upliftment of the society. To be Rajasic, active is good. But at the same time, you must have proper understanding also. Otherwise, just activity spoils the society. Without proper intellect, knowledge, you jump into the society, you jump to do certain activities. Really speaking, it disturbs the society. It is just like full, total knowledge is bliss. Half knowledge is dangerous. The tamasic intellect person is better than thondrathu. Enna avanukku innu ideas, he has not gathered any ideas. Nothing is there in his mind. Onnume theriyadhu tamasic intellect. In the rajasic intellect only more dangerous. In already all ideas gathered. So many ideas. You cannot change his intellect. Very difficult. If there are no ideas at all, at least you can dump some new ideas. This person has read so many books, and all books he bought from Higginbottoms, and keeping all books and reading all books. Jack of all, master of none, ellame irukum, ellam theriyum. But what it is, he do not know. Why? No guidance, self-reading, self-study. How can you change that person? So adamant, so ignoramus, and thinking that I know everything. Your college education knowledge and the book, and you interpret so many ways, in different ways you interpret. As you think, and you think it is correct also. You are so firm and confident that is correct. Nobody can change. That is why always unnecessary information gathering is not good. Unnecessary information, if you gather, it is not going to do good to you also, to your family also, to society also. Because intellect itching, you know, they want to know this, I want to know this, I want to know that, I want to know that. This is called intellectual itching, that curiosity. Those people are really, I tell you, they are problematic. I have seen many people, well educated, self study, and they think they know everything, and they argue with others, they never listen to anyone. Such a type of people command or control, try to overpower others' minds. They want influence upon others. Without Shastric background, without guidance of the Guru, if anybody wants to control you, command you, try to overpower on you, never allow others. This is one clue I am giving. If anyone, however much he is educated, highly qualified, highly powerful, and highly informed person, but that person is not guided by Shastra, not informed in Shastra, not taken the guidance of any Guru, never listen to that person. He looks so good, so soft, he's so honest, everything is there. And you are so attracted to that good qualities. So good, that person is so good. So what? If he is so good, doesn't mean he is dharmic. Understand? They interpret wrongly. Ashastravit murkhavat. He is a murkha. Ignore that person. But one or two good qualities, they take other people into their grip. And other people are innocent. By seeing these one or two good qualities, they lose their whole independence in their life. This is what happening in many places. These people always try to control. And by the time this person recognizes he is 60 or 70, who is entrapped by that time, what he can do? The person who is entrapped by that person, which person? Rajasic intellect. That person who entraps others, innocent people, and they cannot come out. Unless they have God's grace, they cannot come out. Therefore, always be in Shastra, guided by Shastra. Follow that person who is guided by Shastra. Minimum harm, if at all, suppose harm is there. Because human intellect, human buddhi is so limited. Every human being is having some weaknesses or other. Therefore, you have to be carefully follow. The one who follows Shastra, living in Shastra, no harm. If at all harm is there, very minimum harm. It is not a harm at all. Better. It is better. Amma Swamini, inge harmful anna enna anna. That is what human being, Paurushaya buddhi. Purusha buddhi means stree buddhi also. Whatever comes out of there, are you all here only? Because I am going very some out of context illa, out of topic kadaiyadu. But they are all not required, but I felt it is very important. This is the context where I can give some guidelines. Therefore, what I want to say, Shastram. Shastram, Shastram, Shastram. Clear? So we have to trust. We have to trust in the world. Without trust, you cannot survive. Trust. Your trust will not go waste. That is what? Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. That's why you must be pure in your thought and actions. Manasa vacha karmana. Rest of the things Bhagavan will take care of. Use your buddhi also. We should not go to tamasika buddhi. What is that, Partha? Hey Partha, tamasika buddhi is this. Ya avruta tamasa. With tamasic nature it is enveloped. Avruta, covered, enveloped. Adharmam dharmam iti manyate. Sarvarthan viparitan iti manyate. Just I will give in three levels. For about Drishtanta, first I will give how his vision, perception. That is, first one, is jnanam. Intellect means jnanam takes place in intellect only. So jnanam we are talking. Samyak jnanam, samshaya jnanam, viparita jnanam. Three types of jnanam, that which takes place in the buddhi. Samyak jnanam, which comes right knowledge. Rope is rope. Seeing the rope as rope is samyak jnanam. That knowledge comes in which buddhi? That buddhi is called sattvika buddhi. Rope is rope. And this is a rope or snake? Samshaya jnanam. Is this rope or snake? Or something else? Samshaya, doubting. This is called rajasika buddhi. Tamasa buddhi is what? This is snake only. What? Rope, seeing the rope, viparita jnanam. Samyak jnanam, samshaya jnanam, viparita jnanam. Viparita jnanam is what? Seeing the rope as snake alone. Idi kattayama paambuda. Ani sonna enna buddhi? Tamasika buddhi. Ippudu sonnada namaku enna correcta enna buddhi ani theriyum. So, the example. Now come to darshtanta. I am not body, mind, complex. My real nature is Brahman, Atma Swarupam. This is called Sattvika Buddhi. Right knowledge, because it is a Sattvic intellect, right knowledge took place. But I am not body, mind, complex. I am only Atman. Rajasika Buddhi is this. Am I self, Atma or body, mind? Am I Atma or Dehaha or Manaha? Samshayam. In the Samshaya Jnana, the Rajasika Buddhi. Deha Buddhiya, Dehama Atmava. No, Swami is saying, but Rajasika Buddhi. Some people, I am body alone. There is no Atma at all. There is no self at all. Yaar kanda self? 80 kgs body I am carrying every day. I am deha only. The mind, every moment I am experiencing the mind, lot of thoughts going on, emotions are going on. And this is matter you are telling. I don't care for that. This is matter for me. I am mind only. There is no Atma at all. What jnanam? Viparyaya jnanam. Which jnanam takes in? Tamasika buddhi. Therefore, if you don't say Aham Brahmasmi, we are having what jnanam? What intellect? Rajasika intellect or Tamasika intellect? Puriyarada? Idu veda vera example theva illa. Samyak jnanam, samshaya jnanam, viparyaya jnanam, viparita jnanam. Sorry, next shloka. So with this jnana, that intellect part is over. Buddhi part is over. 33. Next topic, fifth topic, that is dhruti, resolve, sankalpa, effort, sankalpa shakti. Dhrityayaya dharayate manah pranendriyah kriyah yoginavyabhicharinyam dhrutisapartha sattvikim. Hey Partha, are you listening attentively? Listen, I will tell you. Dhruti, willpower is of three types. Sattvika dhruti, rajasika dhruti, tamasika dhruti. Effort, one has to put effort. What is that sattvika dhruti? Sa yaya dhritya avyabhicharinya yogena dharayate. One regulates, one controls, one monitor. Dharayate means one holds to monitor, to regulate, steering the one's own willpower. Bhagavan will help, but when you uddharit atmana atmanam, you have to uplift yourself by yourself, at that time Bhagavan will help you. Your effort is like a front engine. Bhagavan's grace is like a back engine pushing. Front engine out, back engine how much it pushes, it cannot go. It is like a uphill task. Therefore he says, by which willpower, willpower means tenacity, taking one task until I finish, I will not stop. Whatever difficulty comes, that is called tenacity. If it is dharmic, it is to be done, I will do that. Whatever difficulty comes, it is not a difficulty for me, like that. Without compromising from dharmic life, without compromising from righteous life, I have to follow. Yogena, through yoga, ashtanga yoga dvara or samadhi yoga dvara. Spiritual growth, working for spiritual growth. Dharmically I said, that is Veda vihita karma, when you do, it is dharmaha ityuchyate. What is dharma? What is adharma? Theriyadu swamini, eppadi therinjikano anna. Basic question. What is dharma? Veda vihita karma is dharma. Veda nishiddha karma is adharma. Which is prohibited by Shastra is adharma. I don't know Veda. Therefore, I do not know what is dharma, adharma. Okay, leave it. What about your inner conscience? Do your inner conscience, Atma Sakshi, Manas Sakshi, adi one irikilliyo? Haan, irikku Swamini. Adikki theriyum. Nanna theriyum adikki. Vedam theriyumo theriyadu, adi vere vishyam. Analu unakku edhi nalladhi, edhi kettadani unakke theriyum. Adikku tagandapadi nee nadakkanum. That is called dharma. You know, when you are telling lies, it is wrong. It is wrong, it is adharma, you know. Don't tell lies. You do not know, you need not know Veda. This is Veda. Your inner conscience is called Veda. Your inner conscience will never go against Veda. But we never follow our inner conscience. I know my inner conscience says, but I am not able to put into practice. Angeda konja timiren ardham. Adida ahankaram. Adi ego. Koncham enna jasti. Adella vandi namali. An inner conscience pakkame paaka vidadu. Adi pannum bodhu namakku mullu kuttinde irukum. Theriyum idu tappu 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 nu sollinde irukum. Can you follow that? When it is telling tappu, why you have to follow? Nishiddham. Whatever nishiddham, don't you know that? It is harmful to you, it is harmful to others. You know inside also. Okay. Therefore, he says that dharmically he takes up even Bhagavan, even though he accepts fate. Bhagavan vote for free will only. Fate is secondary. Free will first. In one of my talk, one of my Guru Puja talk, Shivaratri talk, I think. Fate and free will. I gave a lecture. So fate and free will both are there, but you must use your free will. That is called dhriti here. Dharayate. Dharmically, this person is directed. What he is directing? Manaha, prana, indriya, kriyaha. His hands, legs, eyes, ears, all pancha jnani indriyani, pancha karma indriyani, directed towards dharmic actions with willpower. a willpower governed by dharma, which willpower regulates that sense organs. Rathakalpana, Kathopanishad. Atmanam radhinam vidhi, sariram radhamevatu, buddhinta sarathim vidhi, manah pragrahamevacha, indriyani hayanahu. You have to remember, go and read your Kathopanishad notes. Adi engirikku? I don't know. Okay. Manaha also. You must regulate your mind with your willpower dharmically to perform any action. Similarly, regulate your prana shakti also. Your energy is to be directed towards dharmic willpower. Willpower is there, but it should be dharmic. It must be used for dharmic actions. It must be used for good actions. Next. Manaha prana indriya kriyahana. Kriyaha means activities. Activities of the mind means thought pattern. Activities of prana means your energy. Prana shakti and energy. Make use of your energy for your willpower. Even sense organs also. Dharana, dhyana, pratyahara, that all you have to include. In keeping with shastra, that is important. Application of all these sense, mind and sense organs and energy, everything, in keeping with shastra. Dharmically you have to use your free will. 34. Rajasika dhruti, willpower.
Yaya tu dharma kamarthan dhritya dharaya terjunam prasangena phalakankshim dhriti sapartha rajasim.
Sattvika dhriti, where there is self growth, is the target. Self growth, internal growth, spiritual growth is the target to that willpower. That is called sattvic willpower. I use my willpower for scriptural studies, scriptural knowledge, self knowledge. For that sake, whatever I have to do, I will do. That is sattvika dhriti. Not using for worldly accomplishments. My willpower so strong. So what I use for all anatma vishayas. Using for worldly material accomplishments. Irukka willpower, enna prayojanam? For anatma vishayam, material matters, he is spending the willpower. That is not sattvika dhriti. That is rajasika dhriti. He says, Arjuna, rajasika dhriti is that yaya dhritya, by which willpower, phalakankshi, always seeking phalam. Phalam, this is like this only, what I get, what I will get. This is an action, what I will get. What I, you know, in the mood, world, appa thiripita enna enak enna varum, enak enna varum. Adhi paarunga varu, enak enna varum, enna, enna, enak enna varapovarudhu enna ardham. என்ன அர்த்தம், எனக்கு என்ன வரப்போறது, அது ஃபாலோ பண்ண பலாகாங்க்ஷி, ஆல்வேஸ் எக்ஸ்பெக்டிங் சம் ரிசல்ட்ஸ். வாட் ரிசல்ட்ஸ்? மெட்டீரியலிஸ்டிக் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் க்ரோத், ப்ராஸ்பரிட்டி, ஹவுஸு, பிளாட்டு, ஃப்ளாட்டு, அப்புறம் ஃபார்ம் ஹவுஸ், ஒரு விசா கார்டு, எல்லாமே வச்சுக்கணும். எப்படி என்ன போகிறதுக்கு? உடனே ஒரு விசா வச்சுட்டான்னா they do all crimes and just pop off on engena foreign countries, not up. They go to foreign countries, therapy varave mata. Because if I come, government will arrest me. Yeah, government arrest pandra maadhi edhukku pannano adhu visa van vechikano kaiya appo po ani idella pannuva readya akrama vella pandrom enna aga poradhu theriyala nu solli. They keep all sorts of undergrounds, you know, ready. Enna dhruti paarunga, strong will power. What a man, enna man, enna ella adharma phalakankshi, prasangena with great passion, involvement, dharayate, pursues all efforts, pursues all tasks with lot of incoming inflow இருக்கணும் எப்பவுமே. அந்த இன்ஃப்ளோ இன்கமிங் இருந்தால் தான், இல்லைன்னு அந்த பக்கமே பார்க்க மாட்டோம். அது மாதிரி தாரயதே பர்ஷூஸ் ஆஸ் அ டெய்லி டியூட்டி, தட் இஸ் அ டெய்லி டியூட்டி. அவனுக்கு என்னென்ன டெய்லி டியூட்டி, அனுஷ்டானம் ஒன்றும் கிடையாது. பணம், ஹவு டு ஏர்ன் மணி, ஹவு மச் ஐ ஆம் ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங் ஃபார் ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ நோ, ஹஸ்பண்ட் சேஸ் டு சில்ட்ரன் அண்ட் ஒய்ஃப், சி ஐ ஆம் ஒர்க்கிங் 24 ஹவர்ஸ் all the time for you people only. And Ratnakar madri, and Ratnakar theriyumo before Valmiki, looting all people for children's sake, for wife's sake. Then wife asked one day, who asked you to loot people to give food? Like that, these people also working hard, ella dharmama pandi payanukku or car, ponnukku or car vaangi kudukra, illa na corruption ella vaangi giving cars to the children. Enna dhruti pursues. Okay, dharma kamarthanu he partha, dharma artha kama, either religiously also shows willpower, but that willpower only to earn some lot of punya, name, fame, artha, wealth, kama, entertainment, for that sake only that person putting lot of effort. What dhriti that is? That dhriti is rajasika dhriti. Next, tamasika dhriti.
Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam, vishade madame vacham, vishadam madame vacham, nabhi munchati durmedhaham, ஹ்ருதிஸ்ஸா பார்த்த ராஜசி.
தாமசி சொன்னார், ராஜசி சொன்னார், ராஜசி சொன்னார். ஸ்டில் ஐ மீன் ராஜசி திருத்தி பர்சன் ஒன்லி. ஸோ தட் மீன்ஸ் மை மைண்ட் வாண்ட் டு டாக் சம்திங், இட் வாண்ட் டு டாக் அபவுட் ராஜசிக் திருத்தி. ஸோ ஐ வாண்ட் டு சே நோ எனஃப் என்ன. ஓகே, ஸோ தாமசிக திருத்தி, தாமசி திருத்தி is that by which this person, durmedhaha, indiscriminate person, he is having willpower but there is no discrimination. Viveka is not there, satyanrita viveka is not there, atmanatma viveka is not there, right and wrong viveka is not there, dharma dharma viveka is not there. What is the use of that willpower? Educating people into shastric line is not so easy, very very difficult, because mind sense organs always running towards pleasures, wealth and all unhealthy atmosphere habits, not so easy to come. That is the nature. பராஞ்சிகானி வெதரண ஸ்வயம்பூஹு பராங் பஷ்யதி ந அந்தராத்மன். ஸோ பகவான் பிரம்மாஜி கிரியேட்டட் லைக் தட், ஆல் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் டு கோ அவுட்வர்ட்ஸ். என்ன நடக்கிறது, என்ன நடக்கிறது, இதே தான், தே ஆர் நாட் திங்கிங் அபவுட் இன்சைடு. அது ஒரு வீக்னஸ் நமக்கு, பகவான் கிரியேட் பண்ணும் போதே பண்ணிட்டார் அதுன்னு சொல்லி, அதுக்கு தான் நான் இப்படி இருக்கேன்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது. அப்படி சொன்னால் திருப்பி ஃபேட் ஆகிடும். So I am giving power to the fate, that is called fatalism. Fate is there, but I can overcome my fate through my willpower. அப்படி இருக்கணும். So durmedhaha kuschita medaha durmedhaha, thinking improperly, na vimunchati swapnam shokam bhayam. Since they are indiscriminate, they cannot come out of, na vimunchati means they are not free, they cannot come out from what? Bhayam, fear, always afraid of something or other. Always there, whoever is having too much fear, understand they are tamasic. Too much fear, ellathukume bhayam, சின்ன சின்ன விஷயத்துக்கு பயம் பயம் பயம். தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பாவம், ரொம்ப பயம் அவனுக்குன்னு. தமோ குணம் நல்லா இருக்குன்னு அர்த்தம். ஹூ சேஸ்? கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ். பயம். நெக்ஸ்ட், வாட் இஸ் வாட் கம்ஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் தாமசிக் திருதி? சோகம், சாரோ, விஷாதம், டிஸ்பாண்டன்சி, க்ளூமி, தென் விஷாதம், கிரீஃப், சாரோஃபுல் ஆல் த டைம், விஷாதம், பெசிமிசம், ஆல்வேஸ் பெசிமிஸ்டிக், பெசிமிஸ்டிக், பெசிமிசம், ஆல்வேஸ் டாக்கிங் ஓன்லி நெகட்டிவ் பாயிண்ட்ஸ். நல்லதே கண்ணில் படாது, எல்லாமே நெகட்டிவாக எல்லாமே தெரியும். அது ஒரு டைப்பு, விஷாதமாக இருப்பான். நெக்ஸ்ட்டு,
சுகம் பிதானிம் த்ரிவிதம் ஸ்ருணு மே பரத ரிஷபம் அப்யாசாத்ரமதே யத்ர துக்காந்தம் ச நிகச்சதி.
ஒன் மோர் வேர்ட் இன் த ப்ரீவியஸ் ஸ்லோகா, மதம் ஐ லெஃப்ட். மதம் மீன்ஸ் விஷய சேவா, மதுபான சேவா மாதிரி லிக்கர் சேவா, ட்ரிங்கிங் சேவான்னா ட்ரிங்கிங், லிக்கர் சேவா தே டு ட்ரிங்கிங், அது மாதிரி விஷய சேவா. ஃபார் மெனி பீப்புள் எய்தர் தே ஆர் என்ஜாயிங் சம் விஷயா சம் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆர் அதர் சென்ஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ், ஆல்வேஸ் என்ஜாயிங் சென்ஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ், தட்ஸ் கால்ட் மதம் ஹியர் இன் திஸ் கான்டெக்ஸ்ட். Intoxicated by varieties of pleasures, for that sake using the will, using willpower to be intoxicated with sense pleasures through sense organs, that is called madam. Madhandha tamasam ani peru. Tamasam makes him blind because of that intoxicated madam. Mada andha tamasam, madandha tamasam. This sukham also is of three types. Now based on karta, karma, jnanam, dhriti, what sukham comes? Sattvika karta, sattvika jnanam, sattvika buddhi, sattvika sukham comes. ராஜசிக் கர்த்தா, ராஜசிக ஜானம், ராஜசிக கர்மா, ராஜசிக திருத்தி, ராஜசிக சுகம் காம்ஸ். தாமச கர்த்தா, தாமச ஜானம், தாமச கர்மா, தாமச திருத்தி, தாமச புத்தி, தாமச சுகம் காம்ஸ். ஓ, சுகல்ல கூட தாமசம் இருக்கா? ஆமாம். நெக்ஸ்ட் வீக், பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி, ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.